Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I've been getting weird signs, and I was telling you about it right before Christmas, that for whatever reason, and I blame Hannah, it happened because Hannah talked about it in the Hollywood hashtag, and this is what freaked me out about it. During the Hollywood hashtag, she said that Liam Payne and his girlfriend used to use like 444 as like their angel sign, like the sign that they use. And it was like right after Liam Payne had died. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it was eerie because it associated with death for me. Because that's the story that I connected it to. I was like, oh my God. And then almost immediately after that, we lost Jen Myers, who had such a big part of the Y98 family. And I remember getting a phone call with some of the questions of like, hey, you guys are going to do a tribute show for Jen, and how are you going to go about it on the air? And so I got in a phone call, and it happened at 444 when I got in a call from like work to go, what are you going to do on the air for Jen? And I just made a note of it. And I was like, that was weird. That came up. And then I started to write down every single, oh my God, something else just weirdly happened with this at the exact same moment. I swear to God, this happened live on the air. I'll tell you about it in 1 second.
Ew.
Literally just happened right now. Okay. So I started to write down after the moment that I talked about on the air, every single time I noticed 444. 1217, I texted everybody in a group message saying, oh my God, guys, we just talked about it on the air today and it happened on 1217. Yep. Then it happened on 1222. 1225, December 27th, December 31st, 1-2, 1-4, 1-8, twice on 1-8, so I got both 444 in the morning and 444 at night.
Wow.
1-9, 1-12, and this morning at 1-15 as well.
What?
Yep, and I started taking pictures of it so I could show you guys.
You got receipts?
I got receipts of all the times it happened. And then I was making a note of this morning because I get up at 3:30 in the morning and start working on stuff for the show. Mm-hmm. I literally just noticed this on the air when I made a note because I went through my phone of like recording all the receipts because I recorded this note at 4:44 this morning.
Whoa. Oh my Whoa. Goodness.
Isn't it? I didn't know that until I was talking on the air. I was like looking back at my note going, because I just, all I did was screenshot it all for the last 2 weeks of how many times this 444 kept popping up in my life. And clearly I was working on this at 4:44 in the morning.
That's freaky, Brett.
That is, man. You got to play
those.
What
the hell is going on?
You got to play those as lotto numbers, man.
But yeah. AB looked it up. AB, can you look it up? Google
yeah,
it
let
again.
Yeah, let me look it up again.
Google it really quick again because it's freaking me out because that's what I associate with, like something bad. But AB had looked it up and she's Googling it again right now. Do you have it up?
It says it can mean clarity, stability, and progress. Or fear.
Why are you doing that, Hannah?
Right.
I think that's weird. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't even know that I made that note. That's when I was working on it this morning.
Crazy.
I feel like it sounds like something is changing and you're going to have to make a big decision.
Yeah, like, my whole life is getting renovated right now. My I am in a place where everything does feel like that. Like things are changing. My entire house is getting renovated because my basement had flooded. My car had been broken into, so I don't have a car. I don't have a house. Everything just feels like new and change, mm-hmm. and everything in my life feels that way. So that does make sense. And then it said also on that, I remember you telling me, it sounds like someone is watching over and saying like, I'm there, like, or
yeah,
guidance.
Yeah, it says it can be a sign that your angels are with you offering support and guidance.
Yeah, because I need it, because I'm a mess right now. And so maybe that's just a sign, like, especially because I've been really stressed out, like, hey, hang in there, they're with you. That's how I'm taking it.
Right.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy? Even this morning when I knew I was going to talk about it, and I'll send you all the pictures and we'll post them on our Instagram so you could see the receipts of the 444. I just kept screenshotting.
We just had someone call with 444.
No, they didn't.
No, I'm just kidding.
freaking
Hannah.
Absolutely crazy. So if you want to see, I don't know why you'd want to see, like, but this guy really telling the truth, go to our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show. 444 everywhere, but it's crazy. Still commercial free on The Brett Mega Show for the next 4 minutes and 44 seconds. And I'm just joking.